Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Phony. Hey, this guy's a great big phony. That's right. You're a big fat phony. Hey, you know who lives in this house? A great big phony. That's right. A phony lives here. A big fat phony.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Phone line is open, 813-693-2124. Always available at HMBRadio.com. How are you, folks? My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. Today, we're going to be talking about liars. Cheaters, lying liars, and the liars that tell these lies, these dangerous, terrible lies. We got Jussie Smollett. We have, I think, a young lady here in Tampa hoaxed the city, pretty much, with a post that she put up. I saw many of my friends post it. We'll get into that in a second. But as soon as I saw this thing, I know things in my gut. And I was like, no, this is bull crap. This didn't happen. She said she was basically kidnapped and from an Uber by sex traffickers. And I was like, that sounds unreasonable. I mean, how often does that happen? Never. And turns out it might be a big, fat fraud. But yeah, we got Jussie Smollett later on. Talked about that on Stay Woke. I did ask for bathroom stories. I know, you're probably doo-dooed out by this point, but I got a call from a man name of Mike, and I think that was his name, Mike. I'm going to play his message. Now, he curses in it, which it's a podcast, but, you know, we try to keep it PG-13 around here just because it's played on Radio St. Pete and stuff. I don't mind editing this call because, and I hope you know, I'm sure you know the words that he's saying. I'll try to, like, just get the beginning sentences and or the beginning, sound so you know what he's talking about, but I died laughing when I heard it. I don't know what it is, okay? I don't know what it is about poo-poo and farts and pee that makes it so funny. It just is, though. I don't care who you are. You know, even if you're saying that's crass, and it is crass, and it's crude. It's also hilarious. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do about it. So I'm going to play this call I got from a man named Mike, and he's from St. Pete, and he has a story about bathroom stuff. Mike, take it away, please.
Hey, what's up, Will? This is Mike from St. Pete. You were requesting people to call with bathroom stories. Well, I actually have a pretty funny one, I think. Back when I was like 21 years old, I used to work for this chain pet store, the kind that you can bring your animals in and stuff, and the funny part about this story is that even though all these animals go to the bathroom on the floor, and it was part of my job to clean that up off the floor, the most atrocious bathroom incident at this store was caused by a human being. So I, I was a morning stalker, and like over the PA, they're like Mike, and I guess his name was like Jason or something, some other dude, I can't remember. But, like, Mike and Jason, please report to the women's bathroom. So I'm like, what? I walk over there, and this dude Jason already has like one of those masks on that looks like it makes you look like a duck. It's like these really like weird, you know, like breathing masks. So that already was hilarious to me. I'm like, I'm not wearing that. And the manager lady, she's like laughing in the break room. She's like, you guys got to go in there and clean something up. And there was like a mop sitting there with the bucket. I walk in. The first stall was open. I walk in. I look. And some lady got shit all over the seat, all over the back of the wall. And then that dude Jason's like, dude, look at this. He opens the next stall. The shit somehow went under the divider and up onto the back wall of the second stall. It was like, you know, seeing a UFO. You're like, how in the hell is the physics of this possible? I mean, and it was definitely like the same blast. And you're like, how is this impossible? And why are you walking around a pet store when you're having digestive issues this bad? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you got... It was just like something that just blew my mind. And then that was also the moment where I'm like, I'm too old to be working this kind of job. I was like 21. I think it was extra money and whatever. So, anyway, that was that story. I thought that was like a crazy incident.
Yeah, that is a crazy incident. I laughed so hard at that, Mike. It still made me laugh listening to it just now. You know, sometimes like those things can just happen where all of a sudden you just get bubble guts and you're like, uh-oh, this is an emergency all of a sudden. I had a friend that almost had a poo in a backpack one time, almost cried myself to death from laughing so hard. Also had a buddy, actually saw his brother this weekend, Joe, and we don't like each other anymore, me and the brother. Joe's cool. But he's like, oh, yeah, listen to the bone or whatever now. Mike hates your guts, though. And I'm like, that's okay. I kind of hate him, too. But he had the best story I've ever heard involving an emergency bathroom situation. After it happened, he called me. And he goes, hey, listen, first of all, don't tell anybody. I went, okay. And then he said he was dieting at the time. And he had he was eating, living on beef jerky and Diet Coke. That was the only things he was eating and drinking. And it's Christmas time at the mall, so he's shopping for his, you know, gifts or whatever. And, uh-oh, emergency situation, much like this lady that Mike had to deal with. It's Christmas time. Bathrooms are backed up. Like, you have to wait. He can't wait. This is happening whether he wants it to or not. So he gets to his car, peels out, he says, gets to the a gas station convenience store place. And he goes, hey, man, can I use your bathroom, please? The guy says, customers only. So he buys himself, you guessed it, beef jerky and Diet Coke. Guy gives him the key. He runs to the bathroom. As it's starting to happen, he's pulling down his pants to sit down and just blasts the toilet. Yeah, and just destroyed the bathroom. He didn't know what to do, so he left his underwear. and his underwear in the middle of the floor and just left. He didn't know what to do. I don't know what you would do in that situation either. I mean, it was a complete mess. But anyway, enough of the bathroom stuff for today. If you have any good stories, though, I like them. They make me laugh really hard. 813-693-2124. You can leave a voicemail, or if you want to leave a text, you can also do that. But, you know, stories are better on voicemail. And if you leave a voicemail to make it easier on me, just don't curse. Mike, if you haven't gotten some, let me send you some stickers and magnets and stuff that I got. So email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com or text me your address or something, because I want to send you. That was a great tale. Thank you for that. Real quick, before we get into the liars, the damn dirty liars that are just rampant, I want to say thank you very much to NTT Fitness. Food delivered right to your door that won't give you diarrhea. I've been eating their food for about 3 weeks now, and I got to tell you, no diarrhea. I have lost 10 pounds, though. NTTFitness.com. They make your food. They meal prep for you pretty much. Now, of course, you can meal prep on your own. Anyone can, but it takes all damn day. It takes 6 hours on a Sunday. Let NTT Fitness do it for you. It's affordable. The food is awesome. And I've lost 10 pounds since I've been starting about 3 weeks ago. Now, I've been exercising and stuff as well, but a lot of, you know, weight loss is your diet and what you're eating. So let NTT Fitness do the food prep for you. Get 15% off your first order if you use my code LEVELUP15, LEVELUP15. Put that in at checkout. Get 15% off your first order at nttfitness.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
So I was browsing around the Facebook the other day. Yes, I call it the Facebook. I know. And I saw a couple of posts that was shared by a few of my gal pals that are out there. I want to read you this post. This happened earlier this week, or earlier this past week, I should say. And it said simply this. Last night, I was picked up by an Uber. Same car, female driver. I made a mistake. I got in before checking. As she opened the back door for me from her seat, she drove erratically and didn't speak. About 10 minutes in, my actual Uber called me asking where I was. My voice cracked because in that instant, I knew. A car, I think I need help, she said. She told me not to hang up and to get out of the car however I possibly could. The lady refused to stop or respond to me. I told her she was driving by my friends, and this was some random girl she saw, and that they would call the cops. She slowed a little, pointing at her phone, saying, Uber, I take you back then. I said, no, here is fine. She kept going. I booked it out the door. Car still moving. She sped off. I later was told by numerous people she is a sex traffic worker. They use women to lure people in and possibly hang out in the Uber to steal rides of similar-looking cars. The cops didn't come, but my real Uber driver did. And she hugged me, kept me safe, and cried with me. Always, always check your Uber. I'm lucky. That's a crazy story. I mean, first of all, if that happened to you, call the cops. But instead, when they don't call the cops, I'm automatically suspicious. So Fox 13 and the Tampa Bay Times wrote an article. And basically, this post has about 400,000 shares at this point right now. Many comments. But the Tampa police are saying that the sex trafficking post is not what it seems. This from the Fox 13 News here in Tampa. Tampa police and Uber both say a viral Facebook post about a possible human trafficking incident involving an Uber ride from the airport is not what it seems. The post was written by a woman who said she requested an Uber ride from Tampa International Airport on Sunday night. The woman said she was about 10 minutes into the ride when the correct Uber driver called her asking where she was. The woman, according to the post, said the driver of her ride refused to stop and didn't respond to her. The passenger eventually jumped out of the car while it was still moving, according to the post. The post also claimed that the driver was involved in trafficking, which is false, according to Tampa police. A spokesman told Fox 13 the driver was a legitimate Uber driver that was supposed to pick up another person from the airport. That driver spoke limited English, police said, and she wanted to take the passenger to her location planned for another passenger. Police said they later spoke to the Uber drivers involved and both have similar cars. They said that there was no evidence of planned kidnapping. It looks like the person who posted on Facebook got into the wrong car and then noticed, you know, we are not going in the right direction. Well, they were going in the right direction if the person was in the right car. So it became very confusing. Police spokesman Steve Haggerty explained. How that became some kind of sex trafficking thing is unclear to me, and we've checked into it. The other driver is a legitimate Uber driver who was there to pick up somebody else. An Uber spokesman told Fox 13 that the company had been in touch with law enforcement as well as both drivers. They agreed with TBD's conclusion in pointing out that social media posts about Uber being used for human trafficking have recently been discredited by investigators in Boston and Atlanta as well. Hagerty and Uber both took the opportunity to remind rideshare users to check their scheduled driver and vehicle before starting a trip. So, I mean, this happened, right? It's not. It's true that this happened to this young lady, but what happened was she got into the wrong Uber. She made this grand assumption, great leap, that she was going to be sex trafficked because the lady didn't speak English. By the way, if you're playing this game, can't you say that this girl's being a little bit racist because, oh, she didn't speak English, or she's going to sex traffic you? I mean, I don't think that, by the way, but could you, I feel like you could play that game if you really wanted to. So this girl's response on Facebook, by the way, that original post that's on Facebook that she posted last week, as of, I'm recording this on Wednesday the 20th, it's still up. And it's still gaining shares, racking up shares, racking up comments. So this girl, Emmy, is her name. I guess, obviously, the Tampa Bay Times wrote about this, said it's bunk as well, or at least the part where it's sex trafficking is involved in it. And I think this girl, you know, we wonder why people would share these stories. It's because they get fame from it. This has 400,000 likes on it, and it's not even... It's a few days old. I guarantee you, and the post doesn't seem to be going anywhere. You know, she didn't correct it. She's still standing by her story. And, of course, she calls out Fox for this. Not the Times reporting, but, again, because people are tribal dickheads. She's calling out local Fox affiliates because she thinks that's Fox News. Faux news, as they say. So she linked this Fox News story, Tampa Bay, Fox News local here, and she says, Fox News has been begging for me to do a TV interview. If you know me, you know I was not interested. I don't do Fox News, and this is why. This information has not been released nor verified. I did not give them permission to use my name. Shame on you, Fox News. And she goes on to call out Haley Hines, local reporter, who was trying to speak with her. So this dummy thinks that, look, Fox News Tampa Bay has little, nothing to do with Fox News, the big cable channel. They're just an affiliate that reports stories about dogs that are up for adoption and, you know, what's right with Tampa Bay. They do stuff like that. They're not political. They're not commentary like the cable channel is. But these dummies, they don't understand this. And you know what? She got busted. She got caught because she went ahead and made a great leap here. And they were going to investigate. They wanted to talk to her, and then they would find out that, yeah, she probably got hyperbolic with what happened, and she's afraid now. Haley Hines ended up commenting on this post, saying, Hi, Emmy, we received our verified information directly from Tampa Police and Uber. It's our responsibility to check every story with all parties involved. Again, I'm sorry you went through this terrible experience, and we are here and willing to listen to what you have to say in hopes of helping all rideshare passengers have a safe experience. And she just said that the case, or Emmy says the case is still open, so they just get hearsay. What a look into Fox News. I mean, I don't know if they're just dumb or if they're being intentionally malicious here. I think she's going to get busted. This is going to end up being all for attention. And the Facebook post is still up. It's a freaking lie, man. And once the genie's out of the bottle with this stuff, it's too late. You'll never be back in there. And then people will say, too, well, this is a good time to share the experience, the problem that we're having. This may have not happened to her, but it is happening. No, it's not. It's just not. I remember a similar story. I tried to find it. I can't find it. But there was some old lady that was here in town, too, that said that there were sex traffickers outside of a Publix or something. I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was some store because she said some man was following her. It was just some guy shopping. And again, the police looked into it, and they go, no, lady, you're wrong. Now, if you think that something's wrong, you need to contact the police, obviously. And they determined, no, that nothing was wrong. Stop going on Facebook. We got to stop. I mean, this is an epidemic now at this point. And people do it because it gets... attention. It gets likes. It gets thousands, if not millions, of shares. And it's just not happening. It is... I'm not saying it's not happening, right? Like, this stuff does happen every day. But it's not an epidemic like these people are making it seem like it is. And it's not good for society. It's a lie. Let me know what you think. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. You can get me on Twitter and Instagram at @home_made_man. And email is thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioSaintPete.com.
This week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program heard at midnights on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay. Always online at The Bone Online, or you can get The Bone app. Just search 102.5 The Bone, and you can download it. You can get Stay Woke on a loop 24 hours a day. Hear the previous day's episode if you'd like to do that, plus all the other Bone shows that are available. Well, we talked a little bit about, I think my family doesn't like me anymore. And I told a story about how I was totally neglected. I'm an orphan, and my parents are alive. I'm a 34-year-old orphan whose parents don't really like him anymore. And we also talked about another liar who turned out to be a hoaxer, Jesse Smollett. Jesse Smollett is the guy from Empire who charged... or claimed that some MAGA supporters, Trump supporters, beat him up in Chicago a few weeks ago. Yeah, that turned out to be a total lie. He sent the letter to himself, or helped create the letter that got sent to him that threatened him initially, and then he hired two African-American, I hate that term, black guys that worked with him on Empire to, I guess, rough him up a little bit. He just had a little scratch under his eye. So that he's a friggin' liar, and the damage is already done. A lot of people will still not believe that, you know, he did lie. And so we talked a little bit about that. You know what the craziest thing about the Jussie thing, too, is that they when police told him, hey, we got two people in custody, he was ecstatic. And he said, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Thank God. Because I think he thought that those dudes that he hired were out of the country or something. Because they flew out like the day after the attack. And he was prepared to testify. He was gung-ho about it. And then he found out it was actually his buddies. And he was like, oh, never mind. I'm not going to do that. So that means that this guy was prepared to send two innocent people to prison for a very long time. Because hate crime laws, that's an exponential sentence on top of your normal sentence. So for years, he was prepared to send two innocent people to jail to continue this lie that he had. Another epidemic it's terrible, man. That's really wicked. I don't like evil, using the word evil, but it's definitely wicked at the very least. Before we get to Stay Woke, I want to say thank you very much to Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Chrissy Parker is doing your nails. The Botox lady's coming. She's going to shoot some poison to your face, smooth it all out. You're going to look good. You're going to feel good. Make your appointment today at TruvySalonAndSpa.com, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. I was talking to my friend Audrey. She said she's going to go see Chrissy the other day. I wonder if she ever did. She didn't tell me if she did or not. She said, oh, I was listening to the pod, and I heard you talk about Truvy. I said, you should go see Chrissy. And she goes, I will. And I don't know if she ever did or not. But you should. TruvySalonAndSpa.com. And Homemade Podcast, of course. That's my little side company that I have going on. It's media consulting, podcast consulting. If you're interested in starting a podcast but don't know how, I can help you. I can get you started with equipment, with RSS feeds, all the info you need. Hit me up, homemadepodcasts.com. Now let's hear this clip from Stay Woke. My stupid dad. Listen to what he does to me.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday. I'm at the pool, right?
Yeah.
Hanging out with Kev and Dano.
Mm-hmm.
And, my dad texts me. He goes, hey, I know this is super short notice, but we're having a birthday party for grandma, and it'd be great if you could, you know, show up.
Is her birthday, like, not till November sort of thing?
I don't know. It's in February.
Okay. I wasn't sure if they're like, we're expediting the birthday because she's going to die soon.
No. God.
Okay.
but I was just like, he must have known about this previous, right? I mean, he didn't just decide, oh, we're going to do this today.
He forgot I existed is what happened. And then the day showed up and he went, oh my God, I didn't invite my son.
Is this her only grandchild, like you?
Well, she has two more, but they're not really in the picture.
Okay. Yeah. So you're her only, like, functional grandchild, and he forgot to invite you?
You know what happened at Christmas, too, with Grandma? Grandma gets some slack, though, because she's 90.
Grandma of sound mind?
Yeah, but she's 90, so she's starting to lose it a little bit because I got her a little... Nothing big for Christmas. I got her a bottle of wine with some goofy painted wine glasses and gave those to her. And she liked those a lot. And then she came up to me when I was sitting down and she put her arms around me and she goes, Bill, she calls me Bill. I'm really sorry. I kind of forgot about you for Christmas. I didn't get you anything.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that's all right, Grandma. You know, I don't really want anything.
Grandma.
No, it's cool because look, to be honest, I don't want anything that Grandma's going to get me. To be perfectly honest, I would rather just enjoy her company.
Oh, she could throw you like, you know, 100 spot or something.
Yeah, she don't have the means to do that. Aww. That would be cool, but
my grandma used to do that.
Yeah, that's
she wasn't rolling in dough, but you know, she made it work.
But my stupid dad and I was hurt because I didn't know how to answer him. I mean, even if he would have texted me an hour earlier than that, I could have showed up. But I was already there at the place where I was going to be for the rest of the day. So I didn't answer him for hours, and then I had a few beers. And I texted him back, and I go, hey, man, how long did you know about this thing?
Right.
And he just put, now. And I went, no, I get it that it's today, and it's happening right now. How long did you realize
in advance,
that you were going to be doing
this?
And then he's good with emojis. He's like a 14-year-old girl with emojis. So he just put like a weird face and then dot, 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 and another even weirder face. And then dot, 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 and said, I'm afraid to tell you. And I go, that's what I thought. Okay, all good. I was like, look, man, I would have loved to attend Grandma's birthday, but I got to have more notice than an hour. And he just said, I absolutely understand.
Where was it?
His house.
Where does he live? Largo?
He lives in Largo.
Okay.
Yeah, so I could have got there and everything, but... I don't know. It just kind of hurt my feelings. He forgot that I existed. If I didn't call him, we just wouldn't talk anymore. And he likes me too, I think. Like, we'll hang out sometimes, and it's always a good time to, you know, we always have a good time together. But if I didn't call him, I don't think we would ever speak. And it hurts my feelings. He forgot about me.
I'm really sad for you.
Yeah, it's terrible. My mom leaves me alone too because she's afraid she's annoying me. So I don't talk to her either. Now, I'm 34 years old. I don't need my parents anymore, you know?
No, but I understand. I always feel like with your parents, not that they want to talk to you more than you want to talk to them, but they're your parents. They still want to, like, take care of you and see how you're doing. In my mind, I think that way, you know? Like,
well, I think my mom does, but my mom is just, I don't know, she just feels like she bothers me all the time, which she does. She annoys the hell out of me. But, you know, she's still my mom, and I tell her, like, if you want to call me, you call me. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
But she won't call me anymore either. I have to call her. And and my dad, like, I'm just thinking about it. I don't think there's any incoming calls from my dad in years.
Well, if it's any consolation, my dad's really excited to meet you.
Yeah, well, good, because I need some foster parenting.
That,
I need some foster parenting. This is insane. I don't have any brothers or sisters either, so I was thinking about it today. I went for a run in the evening time. I was like, I am completely pretty much alone at this point. I don't have anybody, really.
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, I know my parents love me and everything, but also... they don't really make much of an effort with me.
No, my dad is coming in April, and he's very excited to see you. I'm often very jealous of the things that he tells me on the phone when he's like, Will just made some really great points. I'm like, you know, me and Will agree on almost everything, Dad, right? You know, I made some good points, too. He's like, yeah, but, like, Will's, like, I don't know, he's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. And I'm just like, I'm just, like, seething inside.
I love that.
So he definitely wants to hang out with us, and I think we'll all go out to dinner. So it'll be a good time.
Awesome.
Hell it'll be a good time. At On a Homo Radio and at home underscore made underscore man. Jussie Smollett is in the news.
Jussie.
And did you see that Hodge Twins video I sent you?
I saw their tweet.
I'll send you the video again. It's pretty good. They're filthy twins. I don't know if you guys know who the Hodge twins are, but they're hilarious. It used to be about just working out all the time. Like, they were like bros and they would talk about the gym and stuff like that. And now I stopped watching them probably for about 2 years, and now it's like mostly it's political stuff. And they're half white, half black, and they're still like really into the gym, and they're pretty big Trump supporters, and they are funny. They are really, really funny. So I definitely encourage you guys to check out the Hodge Twins on Instagram, Facebook, everything that they're on, YouTube as well. But Jussie Smollett, he is, I guess, one of the leading stars. I've never seen Empire, so I don't know his role.
I don't think he's one of the main characters.
Oh, he's not?
But he's
okay.
a supporting character, yeah, in the show Empire.
I got you.
I've never seen it, but apparently it's a popular program.
Do you know how old he is? You want to venture a guess?
He's probably 28.
I thought he was like 24 or 20, like 26. He's 36.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, blacked out crack
great.
Man.
Yeah.
I know. He looks super, super young. But apparently he's black. He is black. He is gay. And when did this happen? Probably about a month ago in Chicago.
Yeah,
he said that he was approached by two men who yelled racial slurs at him, homophobic slurs at him, threw a noose around his neck, said like MAGA country or something like that, and hit him in the face and then just bounced. And people were outraged. This was a full-blown hate crime. Mm-hmm. And he was interviewed by Robin Roberts, something like that. And he just gave this interview on 60 Minutes where he is crying. He's just beside himself. He can't believe this is happening in this day and age. Come to find out, it's probably a hoax. And not only that, it says here the brothers say Jussie Smollett paid them to participate in alleged attacks. And then on top of that, I think they rehearsed it together.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the latest. I don't know if this is confirmed yet. And by the way, 99% certain at this point that this is a hoax and he set this thing up. But
yeah.
There still is that 1%. So I still feel like even though it seems to be that's what happened, I'm really hesitant to really even jump on this yet. Just because there's that 1% chance that this is incorrect and maybe this didn't happen.
Yeah, it says they rehearsed the attacks. Apparently, it was two Nigerian dudes. And I've been saying this the whole time. Like, if you're going to stage a hate crime, can you get some white people? I don't know. Like, if you're going to be a criminal, can you at least be a good criminal? Like, don't get two huge black dudes that look like they're from, like, Black Panther. What is it, Wakanda? Was that the place? These guys are huge. I guess they were in mass and everything. They obviously had to conceal their skin color. And apparently they worked with Jussie on Empire. Like, they were some extras or something like that.
Yeah.
And allegedly they were paid $3,500 each to stage this attack.
Well, who would have thought that Nigerians would have been involved in a scam? That's really what I was was blown away about. Yeah, no. Yeah, this thing is crazy, man. And I've talked about it, you know, when it first happened. And I said, this just
doesn't smell right.
Doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
In Chicago, one of the most liberal cities in the country. Now, can it happen? Sure. But it just didn't sound plausible. It's during the polar vortex. It's negative 25 degrees out. He got a note. And now this note that he originally received. Did you know about
this? I don't
know
about the note.
He got a note a few weeks before. And
like
now they're thinking
7 days?
That,
like, what'd it say?
It's called him a slur and said, you know, I
kinda
can show it to you. It's actually kind of funny.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to lie. I looked at it. But it's like cut out of the magazine and everything,
oh,
like
really?
The letters.
Like
yeah,
one of those?
Yeah. It's like a ransom note. Mm. And so now they're thinking that was probably him, too, setting it up. Because I guess they confiscated some magazines from the Nigerian brother's apartment. So they're thinking it was them, too. But, I mean, you don't know. It's not confirmed yet, but it's pretty much 99% at this point.
They wouldn't be calling it a hoax if they didn't have a lot of evidence suggesting that it was such.
It's just amazing to me how the media handled this thing. Again, we just had the Covington thing, the kids with Nathan Phillips.
That you're obsessed with.
That it still bothers me, yeah, because it was just a lie. The whole thing was a lie, and there's still people out there who still believe that, no, it's still those kids' fault, no matter what. And they came out with that report, and I still see people saying that, oh, you mean the investigators that the Catholic Church paid for saying that the kids weren't at fault? It's like, no, the Catholic Church condemned them immediately after this happened. So they weren't on their team the entire time. But it doesn't, and this is what I want to say, is that the truth really doesn't matter anymore. It's all about the narrative and how it shapes. So now they're even
saying.
But
the truth does matter still.
I mean, agree with you.
I would say that this guy, if I were to venture a guess, he's probably hangs to the left. He's.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't want to say that.
Crazy tweets.
You know,
yeah.
If you're black and gay, you're automatically a liberal or you're automatically a Democrat. It could be the other way around, but more likely than not, you're probably going to. And he's trying to push this agenda that it's like MAGA country and that Trump supporters are evil and they hate blacks, they hate gays. Come to find out, it's most likely a hoax. This upsets me. This outrages me so much because there really are victims of hate crimes.
Yeah.
There really are victims of sexual assault. And the people that play wolf, that cry wolf, say, this happened to me, they're making all the other victims. That's who they're really hurting, are the real victims of these crimes. Because then we have to think, wait a minute, not only, you know, who did this, but did it even happen at all? We shouldn't even have to ask ourselves this question. Did you lie about this hate crime? Did you lie about the sexual assault? That is just so sad that in this day and age when those things are really happening, people are lying about it, which is, to me, just as bad as the people committing the crimes almost. Like, you commit a crime like this, a hate crime or a racial crime, a racist crime, a hate crime, whatever, and then on top of that, you have people who are lying about these things, like try to take advantage of victimhood. They're trying to take advantage of that so they can get attention, like you said, either push a narrative. I don't know if this had to do with some personal gain with him on Empire, not getting written off the show. And some people, I saw this on Drudge, I don't know if this is just speculation, but there was something saying that it was like the show was involved. Like, I don't know if this was because it's Jussie Smollett from Empire, just to keep that in the media, that going. Whatever it is, we're going to hear about it. All the details are going to be unfolding soon, so we'll be keeping you up to date on everything that's going on.
It's just, and the thing that really bugs me about this whole thing is the people that are upset that this probably isn't the way things went down, that it wasn't, you know, two Trump supporters that beat up this guy. I saw an article that was, the lady was saying that, you know, this is just going to paint the picture that people are trying to frame Trump supporters for being racist and sexist, and they're hoaxing these people. And it's like, yeah, but that's what happened. But they're saying, she was saying, I need this to be true because even though it's horrible what happened to him, we can't have this thing where people are defending, you know, Trump.
It's not about the truth, you said. Yeah, it's not even about the truth. No, it's about the narrative. People are worried about how is my side, how's my team going to look at this? Well, now people are going to think that all people are lying about hate crimes, or people are going to think all people are defending Trump supporters. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
They're trying to push this worldview that's not real. I'm sorry. It's just, I have eyeballs. I go outside and look around you. This stuff is not really happening. That they say that hate crimes are going up. I know that hate crime hoaxes are definitely going up. There's a website that is chronicling these things. Mm-hmm. I think it's called hatecrimehoaxes.com if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
350 of them since 2016. So, I mean,
people like tagging MAGA on, like,
and then they find out
it's
or
them,
somebody
their
put
own
a
people.
Noose on
yeah.
my door, somebody yeah. painted the N-word on my truck, and yep. then it's like, oh,
it was
gets busted for being them. And then the story goes away. Now, there was a story. I know we got to go to break, but there was a story of I don't know what happened with this one, but it was a University of Tampa professor who got raised a bunch of money on GoFundMe because somebody scratched the N-word in his car. And he raised like $20,000 because everybody gets upset because people are nice. They don't like this stuff.
No,
they don't like
absolutely.
Racists and everything.
Right.
So they donated all this money to this guy. And I tried to find the story in TBT. It is gone. It's wiped from the internet. I can't find it anywhere.
When did this occur?
Must have been a couple years ago.
Are you
now.
Doubting your memory?
I'm not doubting my memory, but I am doubting that I think they scrubbed this
it.
From the...
Yeah.
I think it was fake. I think this was a fake hate crime, and they just totally got rid of it.
Because of... Yeah.
And
it's not a good look.
They don't correct it because that doesn't go with my narrative.
It doesn't look good for my team, right? I know.
It's
absolutely
terrible,
journalism at its worst.
Yeah.
It really is.
All right. Yeah. There you go. So stop lying. Be honest. Stop exaggerating, because you're making everything worse, and I hate it. It stinks, and I hate it. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. If you want to get a hold of me, get your stickers, get your magnets. I'm going to get some Stay Woke decals made this week, too. So if you're a Stay Woke, if you enjoy that program as well, then I'll have those available soon for free. I'll mail them to you. Just send me your address to thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Text it to me at 813-693-2124. There's a contact page over at hmbradio.com. You can slip into my DMs at @home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram. And with that, I will leave you for the week. I feel better. Thank you for letting me get this out. I've been very frustrated, so I appreciate you Tuning in, as always, of course. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frankenberry's Jazz Show coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit if it's a Sunday evening. If it's a Monday, I don't know what's on. But thanks for tuning in. And make sure you download the podcast, please. It really helps me out. It only takes a second. Just search HMB Radio. H-M, like Mike. B, as in Bravo, Radio. Tampa Bay. Hit subscribe. Share it. Retweet the pods. Tweet them out yourself. Subscribe and rate and tell a friend. And, you know, it only takes a second, and it really, really helps me out. Thank you very much. I love you. I hope you have a great week. My name is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Bye-bye now. Take care.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.